Welcome back as we watch stuff 178. I am Jeremy. Joining me as always is Shahid. What's going on in Texas, my friend?
Nothing much. Just dealing with day four of Ramadan. So far, so good. Laughing at James Cameron getting mad, talking about we need different movies. That's because Avengers is sucking up the atmosphere, and he's really mad because that movie's about to knock off both his babies to take the top spot, and he's spiteful about it.
Now, wait a minute. This is a guy who says we need new movies, right?
He said, like, we need to tell different stories besides this whole Marvel stuff. The Avengers is just sucking up all the action. Yeah, Mr. I'm about to do four more Avatars. Yeah, that same dude.
Yep, that's exactly what I was going to say. Because Disney put out that schedule with what? Until what, 2024?
2027.
Oh, God, that long. And it had, what, five Marvel movies? And all the Avatars. So every other year, we're going to get a Marvel, some sort of Marvel movie. And then every other year is Star Wars, then Avatar.
Uh-huh.
Because all of the people clamoring for not one, not two, three? Is it four? How many Avatar sequels?
Four.
I mean, so to have him say we need new stories, dude, you know he's an arrogant ass, but come on. Now, don't be hypocritical.
You know? Yeah, it's like when Steven Spielberg was complaining about Netflix. And like, just...
Yes.
If you don't like, because it comes off as soft, like as soon as it came out, because it's like, it's more than likely it's going, you know, Endgame is going to be number one of all time. Which is funny, like, we were thinking about, like, you know, if any movie had the chance, it'd be that one. If it's not that one, it probably won't be anything else anytime soon. And we knew it was going to make a lot. I don't think anybody had any idea, like, how much. Because, like, the guesses were like, oh, you know, 250, 260 to 275. And it made, like, 353 its first weekend. Imagine being off by, like, $90 million.
Yeah, that's like a pretty big disparity for a change.
You know, for a movie that made, like, you know, and it's like it made almost $100 million more its first weekend than Infinity War. And Infinity War had the old record. Just think about that.
Yeah. Now, I thought Avengers already took over number two.
Yeah, it did.
That's nuts.
In two weeks. Yep.
Ridiculous. I'm trying to pull it up here, but
It's like at 2.2 or $2.3 billion.
Yeah, all time is Avengers, and I'm sorry, all time is Avatar worldwide. Oh my God, it's almost beat it already. It only needs $485 million as of something.
So either this week or next week.
That's nuts.
Which is funny, like it's gonna break his record like a month.
It's funny because it's only $108 million away from the domestic.
Mm-hmm.
That's the wild part of that one. It made
Avatar made most of its money, like a lot of its money, like worldwide. Because I think the top domestic one isn't it like The Force Awakens?
Top domestic, yeah, $936 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't
think
that's
stupid, crazy to think about that because that used to be some people's total draw.
Yeah, like that was kind of like a good movie plus nostalgia. And I don't think anything, like, movies have come close, but even, like, close is, like, 700 to 800, like, Black Panther made $700 million domestic, which is kind of, like, insane just to think about, but even then, it's, like, that's still, like, $200 million away from it. Yeah. So, yeah, it's funny, like, how movies change, because we were talking about before, like, the schedule, it's kind of, like, you're not going to have a real big, like, you look at the movie that's coming out, you're not going to have movies that's, like, going to break this record anytime soon. Like, movies might come... The only thing that might come close is Black Panther 2. Maybe. And that's really about it. Because unless Avatar 2 is this thing, like, is more fans than we think about. Because we've talked about it. You ever think about Avatar?
Nope. Yeah, I stopped thinking about it a few weeks after I saw it. And I tried to watch it again on TV. And it's not the same. So I'm like,
it's okay. Like, I watch it. It's enjoyable. It's fun. But at no time I'm thinking like, yeah, this is the all time. Like if somebody told me this movie made the most money, I'd be like, huh? Mm-hmm. Like, I could see, like, Titanic. Yeah, I could see. A Star Wars movie, I could see. A Marvel movie, I could see. Avatar is like, if somebody told me Frozen made more than Avatar and I ain't know any better, I believe them. Like, I wouldn't have any reason to think they're liars. So it's just funny that they're doing four more. But I'm like, they're not going to tell James Cameron no. It's like, you know, that movie did make a lot of money and, like, had the theme park and the merchandise and stuff. So I think it's a disconnect between people like us and people who went to see it. Like, it was obvious the audience for it. Like, it didn't make almost $3 billion by accident.
Right. Well, that's also a movie that got people turned on really fast. So, all right. So it was this cool movie. It brought back, for better or worse, brought back 3D. Created the technology for it. So then everybody... So that started a backlash against it. But that was after... Like, when it started going up for awards, that's when the backlash against the movie started. It was like, oh, it's just Last of the Mohicans. Or
Fern Gully in 3D.
Yeah, or... Dancing with Wolves, which is actually what's the base story for this? You know, someone goes into infiltrate or becomes one of
white man from town shows indigenous people how to be a better version of themselves and saves them from other evil white man.
Well, no, yeah. Well, there's that one, but there is like the classic story, right? Like the hero story. This doesn't qualify, but.
Yeah, it's not like the hero's journey that everyone said about Star Wars. This is more like, you know, I call it now like Tom Cruise syndrome or that whole like Last Samurai, like, you know.
Last Samurai,
I'm going to show you how to do your culture better than you can. Like that savior complex stuff. And it's like, yeah, like that was, like people frown their face now. Like people frown their face then. And like it's definitely noticeable. It's just... I mean, I don't know.
Well, I mean, in
like,
this case, I kind of get it, because he goes and infiltrate him, and then, well, yeah.
He meets this girl. Like, you just, well, like, you think about the plot, girl,
so.
Yeah, like, you think about the movie, like, he just went in there, messed up that whole culture, turned on his human friends, and like, that just messed up everything, just to be selfish, and then it just ends, like, oh, we beat this one group of people, and I guess they never coming back, like, exactly. It's fine.
Yeah,
for real. Like Earth is gonna say, "Oh, we just gonna stay home," like that. Like so, I'm not surprised it's a sequel. Of course, I'll see it, but I'm not gonna see. Like I've learned, people need to learn a lesson. Like don't be plotting all this stuff. Like get the next one right. Because Independence Day Resurgence, like yeah, we gonna have after this one. It's gonna be the next one. That's gonna be the really good one. And you're not gonna see that movie.
No, I tried watching that Independence Day movie. I didn't like the first one, so let's go with that. But then that second one, that's a miserable movie to try and watch.
Yeah, because like it realized how you realize it's the same thing we talk about, the same thing Pacific Rim. You realize how important the adults were in the first one when they aren't there in the second one, and you watched a bunch of kids just do kid stuff, yeah. And it's like yeah. So I didn't watch it till it came on Blu-ray, and I watched it, and I'm like, yeah, I would have watched the sequel. I would have watched part three. But part two is trash.
Yeah,
was my thought after watching that.
Yeah, was that Thor's younger brother?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So right there, it's like, well, already behind the eight ball. So
poor Liam, like the old heart without the title.
Well, never mind. Avatar, it's fine, whatever. I don't know. I just wasn't interested in watching it on TV, so. But anyway, it got that backlash for it, and it was unneeded. And then they gave it to Hurt Locker, which you watched. Did you watch that?
I tried.
It was okay, but sorry. I mean, regardless,
serious movies like that tend to win stuff or win some stuff.
Well, especially with the time too, because that was on rack in that movie, right?
Yeah, but it's funny how Hurt Locker was at a certain time and it was like celebrated, and then Zero Dark Thirty was like at a different time, and people were like, oh, you know, yeah, I feel bad celebrating this movie because of the stories it told, and it wasn't that much of a different time frame between the two, and they both directed by the same woman. It's like one is like, oh, it's showing like the true things of war, and the second was like, oh, it's showing that maybe torture work, and that's not what we want to teach. You can't have it both. You can't, like, we like it when it's real, as long as it's the good type of real. Like, no. Like, so Oscar's always a funny thing anyway. Like, last time we talked about Oscars, that whole Green Book crap. Did I tell you I was watching the Oscars when that happened?
No.
Yes, I was, because we were on vacation. It was during my birthday. We was in Houston. And, like, I was, you know, I was happy, like, oh, Black Panther's winning stuff. Like, you know, people winning stuff, people I like. And then the first surprise was, like, everybody thought Glenn Close was going to win. And then Olivia Colman won for The Favorite. Everybody like, oh, this is a surprise. And then it's like, they announced Green Book. And then the show ended. Like, people are not, like, you know, you see Spike Lee face. He just rolled his eyes. Samuel Jackson just had a smirk. I went on Twitter. And everybody like, what in the world is this? And then the dudes up there, this is because of Vigo and all this stuff. And it's like, you're not thinking the guy who the movie's about who actually won an Oscar. You're thinking the white guy who didn't win. And then the more stuff came out, like, oh, we did this movie for, like, older white people so they could understand the story. That's why we changed the way we changed it. And, yeah.
I didn't know about this. They changed it?
The story, they... Come on. This movie basically, like, Driving Miss Daisy, except for two black...
I haven't seen it, so...
Good. And it's like... And one of the... You know why I didn't see it? Because I saw the previews, and it's basically like it's in Seaway, like he's teaching this black man how to enjoy fried chicken, how to eat fried chicken.
Yes.
And I'm like, you know what? Sorry, Aragorn. Like, I liked you in Lord of the Rings. I liked you in, you know, History of Violence. You my man. Nah. That's a bridge I cannot cross. No thanks.
I would like to know the real story behind that. And, like, Elise, have you watched The Act? On Hulu, it's about the mom who made the kid think she had cancer and all that.
Oh, so my this new pharmacist had me watch that. I watched the first episode and I'm like, this depressing ass show. Why am I watching this?
I haven't watched all of them with her. I watched one with her last night, and I go, this show's just unsettling because you've got this girl with this high pitched voice, and she's got the. Like mental capacity right now of like a 7-year-old or something, and the moms. I was like, this is just uncomfortable. I don't want to watch this anymore. And then it ends, and I'm like, all right, well, what happens next? I mean, it's and my stupid friend ruins the end for me. So I was like, okay. Oh, I mean, it's real. So, but all right. And the reason I brought it up was the show says it's based on actual events, real people, whatever, and it goes. Some scenes have been added or dramatically enhanced. Yes. They actually come right out and say it. So I'm wondering if... Because you get these movies now where they just make up stuff, and the fucking public's so stupid, they go, oh, this is exactly what happened.
Well, you know, most people get their news and, like, stories from movies and TV. It's like, yeah. Yes. So, oh, this one is like, they did a lot of stuff. Because they were like, And the family came out and says, like, this ain't how stuff happened. They was pissed. And they was like, oh, well, yeah, but we just want to tell this story. It wasn't really for y'all. And they was like...
I mean, for all.
Huh?
Yeah. Our family.
You know, we made that joke about that Bruce Lee movie, but wasn't about Bruce Lee?
No.
About the white... It was a couple years ago, like WWE Studios, matter of fact. And it was like this white guy.
Yes.
Bruce Lee fighting this martial arts master from China. But the movie's about the white guy that's watching it.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But you know what's funny? When you saw the previews, it was like that. When it came on cable, no. They just hyped like Bruce Lee and the other guy. You don't even see like the white guy they even talk about.
No, I don't think we ever talked about that.
Yeah. So it's kind of one of those things. It's like... Yeah, it's like, imagine a story about James Brown. It's about, oh, the dude that met James Brown once. I saw him in a show, and he taught me how to, like, no. If it's a movie about James Brown, I want to see James Brown. Like, not his driver, not a fan. Yeah, so that's how that was. So that's basically the wrap of the story. Like, whatever about Avatar. Like, if it comes out, it comes out.
Yeah.
You know, it's other enjoyable stuff that's about to come out or is coming out soon that I'm looking forward to. Avatar, whenever it comes, like, what's coming out, 2020, 2021?
Whenever, well, let's keep pushing it back, like New Mutants, so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, real quick, and we're going to talk about this one, but is New Mutants that bad? Or is Marvel, now that Disney has it, just going, this doesn't fit what we want to do?
I mean, they bring it out, though. They could easily just say we put it on Hulu. So, but the fact that they're releasing it means I'm surprised that they're releasing it.
Yeah,
honestly, I mean, I guess they feel like it's finished or it's gonna be finished. So why not? And it's like it doesn't really matter that much to Disney. But I'm like, whatever. Like, I think they're at a point where they can be magnanimous about stuff like that, because, like, you know, the actors did act in the movie, and with the stuff that Spider-Man, the next Spider-Man that we'll talk about, leads into.
That's where we're going.
It gives a more leeway to, like, do stuff like that and explain it later on. So when you look at that point, it's like, yeah. I mean, I was surprised when they made it. And then when they did all the reshoots and pushed stuff back, I just assumed it wasn't going to be made. And it's like the last time you had stuff like this happen with a Fox movie, Fantastic Four happened. And between that and all the stuff you heard about the X-Men movie, I'm like, okay. Like, the X-Men movie, like, was, I'm not surprised it's coming out, because, like, it seemed like it had to come out, even though I have no idea what, I do not have good hopes for that movie. The New Mutants movie, I thought it was just going to be like put in a trash can or like put on Hulu.
Well, all right. So that first trailer for New Mutants came out, and it was like, well, this looks different.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, oh, it got such a positive vibe. They were like, hey, we're going back to change and put more characters in it or something. And then that's when it seemed like it just went downhill.
Yeah.
And now I'm starting to think, I think they were lying. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I know they already shot it, but I guess, you know, they never released Roger Corman's Fantastic Four.
Yeah, it would not be the first time a movie came out years later, like, for, like, a specific reason. Because it's like, you know, when you see, what was it, Jennifer Aniston, what was it, Matthew McConaughey was in some movie. It was like some horror movie. It was like
Dr. Chainsaw Massacre, the new generation.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yes,
it's like, Renee Zellweger.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we're going to bring this out because they're stars now.
Oh, I'll tell you what. McConaughey's awesome in that movie. If you see it, he's great.
Not surprised.
He is overacting his ass off, and it works. Renee Zellweger, well, you know, so.
I always get her.
It's her first movie, so.
I get her and Michelle Williams are always, you know, confused. I'm like, which one was in Venom? And which one was in Cold Mountain? Yeah, so. Yeah, but no, it's like, you know, that happened. Like, Cabin in the Woods, it's like, that came out after, like, Thor came out.
Yes.
But Chris, yeah, it was like, yes. But they, like, that was good. And it was fun. Like, I was in that kind of, like, I didn't even remember, like Jesse Williams was in this. Chris, I'm like, wait a second, that dude, because I didn't, like, Chris Hemsworth wasn't, like, you know, he just became a thing, because it's funny now watching the first Star Trek. Oh, yeah, he's in that.
He's Kirk's dad. Pretty important, dad, actually, so.
Yeah, and I'm less, like, funny just thinking that, like, oh, you know, like, watching movies, like, that's a different rabbit hole we'll do one day, like, movies you rewatch after a person becomes a star and you're surprised in a movie. So, like, it's a lot of contenders, but we don't have enough time for this show. Yeah. But, no, like, you know, I figured they was going to do that with Hulu, because they got Ghost Rider on Hulu.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. But, all right, it's not the same guy that played him in S.H.I.E.L.D., is it?
It is.
Okay. I read it, and I never got around to looking at that.
They're saying it's not related. It's the same actor, but it's not the same story. Why? I mean, I don't... Okay. Okay. Whatever. I mean, it's kind of like you got the same guy. He's playing the same role. What?
They like, really don't like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
But they just renewed it for two more seasons. I know. So I don't get... Somebody likes it.
Well, I'm wondering, not the guys who do the movies, apparently. Yeah. I'm guessing the Hulu stuff will take place with the movies. I'm guessing.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But it's just, it's funny how this, like, some stuff's getting more streamlined, some stuff's still fragmented. Because, like, S.H.I.E.L.D. is like this whole, it was a different time thing, but enough people watching like it, so it's like, they could have easily canceled this show.
Wait, does that start this Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Thanks.
And it's like, they could have easily canceled it, but it's like, apparently, like, it has a big viewing, especially, like, overseas. So, and it's like, I run into people who watch it, and it's like, it was like a lot of people watched it when it first came. They didn't like it, and they never came back. And then the people who stuck with it just stuck with it. And it's like the people, it's like one of those shows, like the people who like it really like it. But if you tell people like it's a good show, they're like, eh, nah, I don't know. But it's like, what's your viewpoint? Like, if you didn't watch it since like season one, yeah, you're going to think that.
Yeah, and that's the sad part about it is the show, I didn't really like last season all that much. And I think just because you could tell there was no budget. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's one of the big reasons why. And it just, it kind of dragged on. And you're like, and it just goes,
I want to see some sun. Like, why don't you stop being in some corridors on this ship or in this cave for like over and over again? Like, let me see some sunlight.
And it's also the fact that the Earth was destroyed. You're like, we know it's not going to be destroyed. So can we just get past this already? And they just kept dragging it out. I'm like, all right, now maybe we could have been ballsy and they did destroy it. And you're like, wait, what? And they could make it their own separate universe or something. But
I mean, it ended cool.
Yes. Oh, I love the. That's why we were arguing the one show about how I thought it was the perfect ending. And they're like, well, they brought it back. It's like, well, that sucks.
I mean, yeah. Well, that's different with a TV show that you thought might be canceled compared to like big. You can depress people with a TV show. You can't depress them with a movie.
Well, you sure?
You're not supposed to. Yeah. No, but you're not supposed to. But then again, I was just thinking, like, what was it, 1 year? We was joking how I used to never, like, had strong emotion with comic movies. And then I saw, like, three straight that I cried because I saw Guardians, Logan, and Wonder Woman. And then we saw, like, why all of a sudden all these comic movies, people get sad. And like, and it seemed like that was happening, like, a lot lately. Then, like, Infinity War and Endgame. It's like, let's go back to the, you know, happy stuff.
I don't think we're going to get it with a new one, so.
Oh, yeah, we might as well talk about that. No, Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yes.
So this comes out, and the first thing he knows is how sad Peter is because his new daddy died.
Yep.
As it should be, and they do not gloss over it at all.
I did like how they said, hey, if you haven't seen, you know, Avengers, don't watch this. Mm-hmm. So people can't bitch, basically. So I actually enjoyed that. Because the very first scene is what? I miss him a lot. I miss him too. Like, wait, what? So, I guess they warned you, but.
So what do you think of the trailer?
I thought it was pretty cool. And I like the twist. I'm not sure if it's going to be real or not. But I like the idea that it created a rupture in the fabric of time? Yeah. Is that what he said?
Now we got multiverses.
Yeah. So I thought that was cool. It's a good way to explain how they can do other stuff if they want. And, which, you know, after watching The Flash, which I know you're behind, but they do some creative stuff with science and that too. And basically creating stuff that's like, sure. Anyway,
just think about the fact that when this whole thing started, it was Tony Stark fighting like his evil CFO over weapons management. And now it's like the point, oh yeah, it's different Earths.
Yeah.
And like it's no big and like the fans will understand. It's like, yeah, the fans will understand, like, especially after Into the Spider-Verse. So which is funny, like, you know, Sony's basically helping, like, that movie is going to make this movie more palatable. It's like, okay, I understand. It's, like, different type of Earths. Like, I've seen this in a movie before. I get it. I don't have to waste my time explaining it for 45 minutes.
Yep.
Although, it's funny because it's like, you see the trailer, you hear that, and you said it, and everybody said it, where he's like, oh, he's lying.
Yeah.
Because it's Mysterio, and it's like, I've learned my lesson when it comes to assuming stuff, because we did that with Captain Marvel. Like, oh, the Skrull's bad guys. Skrull's always bad guys. And just ignoring how the Kree's been assholes since we seen them. And it's like, oh, I was surprised. I'm used to Skrulls being the villains. Like, yeah, that was part of the point. And it's like, you're used to Mysterio being a liar, like, doing all this. We saw the first trailer. Like, okay, it's the special effects stuff. And if it's lying, if it's the character. But what's cooler? Him just being a liar. Him being being a damn wizard from a different Earth. Like a real wizard.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. But it's exactly what you said. For people who know the character, are like, yeah, he's lying. But, you know, I don't know how much this is translated over to like comics reading, because I don't see it. Like, I don't see people going, well, you know, in the comics, like, yeah, all right. No, they just accept the movie. So Mysterio to them is probably like, well, who's this guy? Mm-hmm. So we know, so it's believable.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, and did you ever think you would see that costume in a movie?
And not look ridiculous? No.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, maybe they're going to alter and change the helmet. It's like, I guess it's like, you know, between Ragnarok and Wonder and Aquaman, it's like, you know what? We can do these goofy costumes if we make it look cool.
Yeah. Oh, I'd even throw, and I know it's a movie, it's not a movie, but I'd throw Doom Patrol in there too. Mm-hmm. Because regardless, and I know I'm behind, but regardless of what you think of the show, I don't for once question Robot Man at all.
No.
Or,
That's the most I ever liked. That's the most I ever liked Cyborg. That's the first time I ever liked him in anything.
Yeah.
Even though they spent $45 with that little face paint, like that faceplate, like, yeah, like the whole thing is like, if you treat it like you care about it, the fans will. Because I was hearing some, like, they were talking about when they were doing the Spider-Man, the Mysterio costume, Jake Gyllenhaal, one of the benefits, like, he liked the costume, like, no, I want to wear this. Like, I like it so much. He's like, oh, you sure you this one wear this sometimes, and the rest of the time you wear, like, jeans and leather jacket. He's like, no, I want to wear this as much as I can because this is cool. And they said that helped. It's like, you know, somebody that's not embarrassed doing this, we can do more stuff. We can film more stuff with him in this. And it's like, it, because every time you say, like, that's a badass looking costume, and it has no right to be.
Yeah.
Like, it looked dumb. Like it's a man with a fish head helmet. like a bowl on his head.
An old fishbowl. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's there looking badass, fighting, you know, elemental fire monsters. And it's like, well, you know, are these creations of his? Is this FX? I just want to see the movie and find out. I like the fact that the whole, like, you know, Nick Fury's trying to get in contact. Like, he's brushing off Nick Fury, and everybody looking at him like, what are you doing? Like, that's Nick Fury's like, no, I want to go on vacation with my new girlfriend. I don't want to do this whole superhero stuff.
I just lost what I was going to say. Oh, well.
Nobody and did you think you would see somebody, like, you think you would hear somebody curse in a Spider-Man trailer? Or Samuel Jackson? Like, bitch, I'm all, you know, it's too best. Be like, bitch, please, you've been in space.
Yes, I enjoyed that quite a bit, actually. So, no, I don't know. It was funny because I got my Fandango alert for tickets, so I bought the tickets, and then they opened up a theater, like, 5 minutes down the street. It's not an IMAX, mind you, but it won't take me forever to get there, with assigned seating, thank God. So, so I got that, and then I saw the previews. I was like, oh. So they must have done the media blitz at once, because Fandango sent me some weird stuff, like, hey, your tickets for John Wick are available. All right, and they're like 30 minutes away. I'm like, what about the close ones? I got one for Dark Phoenix. And I went, I'm good. So
I need to check John Wick, matter of fact. So
none of the AMCs around there, and that's the closest one. So, because that's next week, finally. Yeah. So now we're getting in that stage because, you know, John Wick, then I'll be gone. I don't know what comes out the week I'm gone, but I know the week after is Godzilla.
Oh, yeah. So stuff started dropping. I think Aladdin.
I don't give two shits about that one. So.
I know you don't. It's a whole new world, and you ain't in it.
Yeah, no shit. I saw the original, the animated version, I think 3 times in the theater. That's how much I enjoyed that. And I was in college, I think. When did the original come out? 90
something. Don't ask me. I have no clue.
Yeah. So I enjoyed it quite a bit, obviously. So. But no, it's like Aladdin, I have zero fucks to give on that. So
yeah, so, but no, like I'm looking forward to Spider-Man because it's like the first one post-Endgame, and it's the one that's kind of like setting like what's next, because it's like after this one, nothing's announced. Like they're working on stuff, but nothing except like, and that's a weird feeling, like we're used to like, oh, I know what's coming out next. Now it's like, I have no idea what's coming next.
I'm going to guess, no, Black Panther hasn't even started filming yet.
Yeah, like, it's stuff they've, like, you know what's coming, but you don't know what's next. Like, you know, Shang-Chi is a thing. You know, Eternals is a thing. You know, Black Widow 2 is a thing. You know, Guardians 3 will eventually be a thing, and Doctor Strange 2 will be a thing. But you just know they will. You don't know anything about them or what comes out. Like, none of them have, like, some have started hiring, none of them have started filming yet.
Yeah. And the one, like, even though... Like, Guardians, I'm guessing it'll have Thor in it. And then everything else is kind of up in the air. Because I was reading something about Doctor Strange apparently taking place in the past. He somehow goes to the past. And I'm like, all right, guys. You did the time travel that worked once, but...
I mean, that's the whole thing. You can do... Once you add time travel and different dimensions, like different multiverses in space, you can do what you want. Like, you can basically, like, you at the point now where Marvel has established, if it's the movie's good, we can do whatever we want. Like, we do not have those whole restrictions that people afraid, like, I can't talk about this stuff, they don't confuse. Like, nah. Like, you had a movie with convoluted time travel that had alternate Earths, is going to be, like, the highest grossing movie of all time. And people still don't understand, like, people still make it, like, wait a second. Did Captain America just go back in time and they just let MLK get shot? It's like, no, but it's... I mean, like, the whole thing is kind of like, it's still...
I never actually thought of that.
Yeah, because, like, he went back... Because before, it's like, he was frozen doing all that stuff. If he was alive, like, oh, this whole civil rights era just happened. He was just dancing with Peggy. People just drinking, like, you know, Sam Dad was just drinking at a colored water fountain. He was just minding his business, huh? Like, you were making those jokes. It's like, no, it's like you assume he did stuff in an alternate Earth, like an alternate timeline, and then this came back to this one. But it's like, you guess, but they didn't say it definitely. It's like, do you know for certain? Do you want to go those rabbit holes? But it's like, I'm at the point now where... I don't care. Like, honestly, like, if I'll go with it. Like, if you tell me a good story, I'll go with it. That's where I'm at the point now. Because, like, otherwise, you just lose your damn mind.
Yeah, time travel. So I think the only time travel movie that's made sense to me was Looper. Because they just said, this is what happens. That's it.
And they said, we'll be all, like, we start talking about time travel, we'll be here playing with straws for 30 minutes.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, and then he shoots himself and immediately disappears. So I was like, oh, okay, all right. So, who directed Looper off, by the way?
Rian Johnson.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he got the Star Wars gig based off of that, right?
More or less, yeah.
All right, yeah.
It's funny because you're talking about time travel, and I just started playing Mortal Kombat 11, and time travel has a big thing with that one. Like, you know, somebody come and change time, so... characters from, like, Mortal Kombat from, like, the first one are interacting with this one. So, like, you know, young Johnny Cage is seeing older Johnny Cage, like, stuff like that. And they handle it real well because, like, you know, but I just say this. I want to talk, like, the game is fun. The storyline's awesome. Ronda Rousey cannot voice act for a damn.
Hey, listen. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say she was good in UFC. And obviously she was a trendsetter because, you know, the women are featured much more often now. But then when the women got better, well, you know. And then in wrestling, all of that stuff was practiced out. So it's hard to tell how talented she was.
No, I'll say this. Okay, first of all. All
right, you be the mean one.
Okay, well, first of all, she's an Olympian. So obviously she's talented. And she was beating the crap out of, like, everybody she was fighting, so she ran into somebody that she couldn't match up with. So it's not like she was fighting bums. She was fighting who was there.
Yes.
And as far as WWE, yeah, stuff practice. We've seen Nathan Jones. And it's a reason why people are saying she's, like, the best, most natural wrestler since Kurt Angle. Because think about it. She was having real good matches with bad people, like, 2 months in. Like, she was having a good match like Nia Jax when nobody was having a good match with Nia Jax. And it wasn't like she had been wrestling for, like, 4 or 5 years. She wrestled, like, what, 3 months?
Yeah, like, I'm trying to think of when the Nia Jax one was.
Like the first match she had after, like, the first pay-per-view match she had after the Mania match.
Okay.
And that match, that match was, no, she's, when it comes to, like, athletic stuff and ring stuff, she's a prodigy. Like, she's just preternaturally good. Like, few people get that good that fast. And I don't care, man or woman. And she has a natural aura of, like, ring stuff and how she presents herself. Acting?
Yeah,
no.
Well, yeah, well, no one's perfect.
And it's like, I seen Expendables 3, she was okay. Mile 22, she was all right. Like, it's the talking part. That's what it is. The physicality part, how she expresses herself, is fine. The talking part never comes off natural. And this is all, like, when she, like, it's real noticeable. Because I heard people talk about it, and I'm like, you know, is it that bad? I hadn't seen this, I don't know, but, like, I wouldn't be that surprised. I start playing, it's noticeable. As soon as she opened her mouth, it's like she's just reading stuff. Like, it's no, like, the inflection does not match. And it's like the Raw promos where it's like, you know,
yep.
It's like she's pretending to be something. And it does not come off as natural at all.
Well, that sucks. I don't know. I don't like seeing people fail. Well, no, I take that back. I will very much enjoy seeing people fail. But I don't know. I haven't heard it. But when they said, and they said she was Sonya Blaze, I was like, didn't Sonya Blaze already have somebody playing her? But, you know, whatever. And it's Rhonda, and now she's back on her farm doing whatever. Although, she was on, like, Colbert or Seth Meyers, one of those, like, talking about wrestling again. I was like, I thought she was done. But
she just took a break.
Yeah.
Let her hand heal, maybe make a baby, maybe not, they come back. So, wrestling's in a weird spot now where WWE's making a lot of money. A lot of people don't want to be there. And basic man, and we won't talk long about this. I would just say the timing is real ripe. Like, AEW coming out when it's coming out is a perfect timing because, one, it's definitely a lot of people that's, like, looking for something else to do. They definitely have a lot of money to spend. Them having a TV deal is a big-ass difference. And then Vince McMahon's about to do all this XFL crap.
Yep.
So it's like, wrestling's going to look a lot different a year from now. And a lot of that is self-inflicted by WWE. They could have paid these people a lot of money a long time ago and handled this. But they wanted to be all big and bold because they were the only group in town. And now to the point where they want to pay Rhino double the money to not work.
No offense to Rhino, but Jesus, how insane is that?
Yeah, Rhino. And not only that, not the fact that they offered, the fact he said no. He like, nah, I'm all right.
Yeah.
No big, like, WWE treated me well, no hard feelings, but I like working. It's like Luke Harper, all he wanted was a push, and now they want to be petty, like, no, you ain't leaving, you staying longer, because I don't like how you work, and you can't fake a Southern accent.
Well, have you seen that the latest thing was he actually went to Vince himself and said, hey, do you have anything for me? He goes, no. He's like, then can you just let me go? He's like, you have to talk to Triple H about it. Like,
first he directly, like, Vince directly said, like, no, I'm not letting you go, and da 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 da, because I don't like how you work and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, but they won't release him. Same thing with the Revival and Sasha Banks. Like, you have these people, like, no, I don't want your money. I'm all right. Like, I want to go. What if we don't give you $500,000 a year? Nope. You know how pissed off you got to be to just say a $500,000, like, nah, I'm all right.
Yeah. Right.
And they brought that on themselves. That's the biggest thing. Like, WWE could have squashed this a long time ago. They did this to themselves. They brought this on themselves. I'm not an anti-WWE guy, but it's like, Vince McMahon was just, they got that big TV deal and they got that network money and they got arrogant. And it was like, you know, well, what are they going to do? Go to Japan? What are they going to do? Go somewhere? Because AEW wasn't a thing. They were probably laughing at Cody Rhodes. Oh, he got his little show. That's all cute. And now they got somebody that got more money than he does. Like, we going to do things our way. Now it's like, and he going to be distracted trying to do football. Like, didn't we just see football not work?
Yeah. Well, you know, the entire thing about that was the only reason he even brought the XFL back was because of the other league. Because the other league said, hey, we'll buy... They were going to offer, how many millions for the XFL name? And that's what made Vince think, oh, I'm going to make my XFL again.
But the funny thing was, he's going to do the XFL again with, you know, and then the guy that... Can you remember we saw the documentary on it?
Yeah.
And then, like, his son, like, oh, maybe I'll do mine first. And they came out and beat Vince to the punch, and it's like, this kind of like a scuzzball type thing to do. But then it's like, they take all the arrows and they go out of business, and like, you know, it's like, okay, I know what not to do. Even though it's like, you shouldn't do this at all, but if you're going to do it, it's like, maybe learn lessons. But like, you're going to be distracted doing this. You're old. But you still want to be in charge. Like, and now you got hot competition that's like ready to, like, you know, it's a lot of people that's mad at WWE, and that Saudi stuff just turned a lot of people off. Like, and like, you still like, you don't need the money. Like, they do not need, I know it's a lot of money and it's almost like it's more of a profit and mania. They don't need that money. It is not worth it. And it's like, you can't, it's just, look, it's a bad, like, I was talking to my friend, like, I don't like wrestling like I used to. I realized that one day. Like, I enjoy it, but I don't, like, I know, if it ain't, like, three or four people, I don't care about WWE. Like, I had an epiphany one day, just while, like, do I really need to watch this? Like, if I miss it, will I feel bad? And I was like, no. And I'm like, do I really want to go to WrestleMania, spend all this money? I'm like, maybe, but I don't have the passion for it that I used to. And a lot of that is because WWE has just turned me all the way off. Like, the way they treat people and the way they do business, it's just turned me off.
See, my thing is, my passion for wrestling, if you want to put it like that, it's never been greater. Because I'll watch NXT like crazy, love it. I love the, as I stumble over what I'm trying to think of, I love the UK brand. I mean, I was telling you, I've been watching MLW, which, you know, whatever. I can't find Ring of Honor, so, you know, can't watch that. New Japan, all that. I love other wrestling but WWE right now. And that's terrible, if you think about it. Like, that's the biggest game. That's what got you into it. And it's just been garbage. Like, Raw, oh my God, Raw was a steaming pile.
I saw that. I'm like,
but SmackDown was better.
They spent 25 minutes with this whole, we're going to have people from Raw can come to SmackDown. People from SmackDown come to Raw. It's a wild card thing. And I'm like, huh? I mean, it says a lot that the SmackDown, you got to bring people from SmackDown for Raw fans to get excited. And these people were like, they was more into Kofi Kingston and Reigns than anybody on Raw. And it's like, that says a whole, like, it says a whole lot. They start talking, like, when Vince started talking and they brought Kofi Kingston name, and the crowd just start losing their mind chant for Kofi Kingston on a Raw show before they even knew he was there. I'm like, yeah, maybe y'all need to realize, like, if SmackDown's doing one thing and it seems to be working and Raw doing something else and it ain't working, I know you want SmackDown to be a big deal because it's about to go on Fox. But you still want Raw. Like, Raw should not be trash. Like, that's still what we like your show. It's like, it's just, and then they the stuff they did with the Usos and the Raw, like,
what you mean? Just taking the cool guys and making them fucking nerds. Ugh, it's repulsive what they're doing. It's repulsive what they're doing. Period. But even more so that the two teams involved are talented.
Yeah,
the Usos got themselves over.
Mm-hmm. Like, you take your coolest team and you make them look goofy, and you got one of your most talented teams, and you're trying to, like, basically slur them, slander them, like, oh, well, you know, what's the insinuation? They gay, and is that what we assert?
That's what I got,
like, on. Yeah, that's a lot of people got on. Like, how you going to do that? And you got this Finn Balor wearing his t-shirts, and you got Sonya Deville on your show, and you still doing these, like, what are you doing? It's like, because they wanted to leave, you wouldn't let them. And then you gave them money, now you want to embarrass them. And it's not working because all fans are smart enough to know the deal. All they know is, okay, this is Vince being a dickhead. What they're going to do is rally around the revival for when they leave. They're going to have something like, I went from not, because I never liked the revival on Raw. I'm like, this is an NXT team. It's whatever.
Yeah.
I have sympathy for them because I'm like, they getting screwed. And it has nothing to do with them. It's like they're getting screwed by some old-ass, out-of-touch asshole that's just getting his job. Like, why does he care if Luke Harper wants to leave? He's not. If he don't want to use him, what difference does it make? Like, let him go and be happy. Like, I can see the Sasha Banks thing. because like that's a star and that's whatever. Would they miss the revival? No. Would they miss Luke Harper? No. They got too many people as it is. So it's like, is you just being petty for the sake of being petty? Like, why? And it's like, you see stuff like that. It's like, Ricochet has to do a GoFundMe for his mama's house burning down.
Thank you for bringing that up. How weird was that? Like, I'm not questioning his genuineness. Is that a real? Whatever.
Generosity.
Thank you.
Or like the genuine ideas behind. I'm like, Vince McMahon could pay that with his pocket lint.
Well, especially after you hear all these stories about what a good guy Vince was to talent.
Yeah.
Like he did. All right, here you go. Pay this or do this, and it's like, as he's gotten older, I honestly think the revival, Sasha, all this stuff, I think it's him looking at these people going, how dare you not want to be here? Like, it's the entire fact that they're going to leave is based off of, and is he looks at it as like, they want to go somewhere else? Like, no. And that's what it is. And then everything else, obviously, on top of that, I think that's a huge part of it.
Yeah.
Like, how you know dare what's funny you about my company?
You know what's funny about that? Before, they didn't care. When Cody was like, you know what, I want to do something different, they're like, all right. When Jack Swagger said that, they was like, cool. Maybe it's the fact that these people are leaving and are being successful.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, who's Cody Rhodes? This Cody Rhodes thing is hilarious because it's like, oh, you know, that's Dusty's son, this whatever, you'll never be a dad. And it's not like but some people like this dad. Vince never really liked him like that. Vince just wanted to embarrass him and treat him like a chump. So it's like, oh, you know, you and your brother can do whatever. And now look at him. Mm-hmm. And now he's probably saying like, oh, you know, this I made Sasha Banks what she is. It's like, maybe it's like you tell him one thing and then you just like, maybe they just start dealing with the nonsense. Like if you Sasha Banks and you see how you got treated and then you see how they treat Charlotte, why wouldn't you feel a certain way? Like, I'm like, no, I know they're friends, but it's like, it's amazing. Well,
apparently not anymore.
I'm not that surprised. I know they might have used to been seeing how stuff happened. Would you be that surprised? And like, no offense to like Charlotte, like that. It's like they treat her better than ever treated her dad.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it's like you just look at that and it's like, why I want to deal with this? Like, no, I'm breaking my body doing all this. Like, I should be a superstar, and you basically just use me to put Charlotte over. Then you say you're gonna do stuff with me, my friend, and we're gonna be a tag team. You make us a tag team, and then just break us up and just have us lose the belt. And you tell us the day of WrestleMania.
And also, and I think what's gotta be bigger salt in the wounds, the Iconics weren't on TV this week at all. They weren't even mentioned, I believe. If I remember this right, Graves may have mentioned them when Kari Sane and Asuka came out. That may have been the only time.
Yeah, it's just too much messy stuff where it's like, I'm glad that Kofi Kingston is thriving, and I'm glad it's a universe where there are two champs, like regular, like not regular people, like normal athlete-sized people. And it's like, you know, so it's certain stuff I like, but it's just too much stuff. It's like, I just can't. It's just,
well,
I'm waiting for Mr. Rand to die.
Yeah, and not to be this way, but, you know, one of my favorite guys was Lars Sullivan. Have you seen all the bullshit he's been getting himself into? No, it's from the past, mind you, but
when it went that long. Yeah, I knew about it I talked about it with friends when it happened, when it came out. And it's like, and the idea is like, well, maybe if we don't talk about it, people forget about it. They not going to forget. They just going to like eyeball and see if you don't do anything again. It's like, we going to do business because we have to. But it's like,
What are you talking about? I want to make sure. Because this was just the other day.
Have you seen some of his old tweets?
Oh, this isn't his tweets.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about that.
Like, no. There's a whole, his dumb ass, like, it's when he's younger. This is like 6-7 years ago, all right? So, whatever. But no, he's just saying some dumb shit. Like racist, transphobic, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And it was on like message boards or something. And it was under like a different name. And I had never seen that until the other day. And I went, God damn it. Like, Listen, I always go that we don't know these people. For all we know, and yes, it would go against the grain, and I don't believe it's real anyways, Kofi Kingston could be a giant piece of shit for all we know. You know?
We'd have found out by now.
Exactly. But we still
don't
know.
If he was.
And it's like, I don't know. Sometimes you just give some people a side eye.
Here's the thing.
Like,
Here's the thing. Once they become famous, we find out. Like we may not know in the beginning, but because it's funny, like, you know, when you know, oh, such and such won, not, you know, such and such won, you know, NCAA championship. It's like, then you start checking the tweets and see what they say. Oh, somebody won, you know, they threw a no hitter. Oh, you know, he hate gay people. It's like, you're like, oh, who's this guy? That's the new thing. It's like, let's see how it was. So it's kind of like, some people kind of learn their lessons. Like, you know what? As soon as I become semi-famous, all my tweets vanish. You ain't hemming me up. But like, we at the point now where if you're famous and you said something online, it's gonna get found out. Like, you know, that Tiger Woods stuff would have came out a long time ago if it was during the social media era. But it's like, nobody bothered looking, so nobody knew until they started looking, and it's like, oh wow. And it was kind of like that. It's like, people didn't care till they care. And like, now it's like, yeah, like, you can't, because people don't know when to shut up.
Okay.
Don't say, if you think like this whole, because we're going to talk about the other stuff, like the whole, like that Nick Bosa crap. And people are like, oh, well, you know, what's the problem? Like that. Don't say it.
Oh,
like,
no. You, like, what did he do? Well, one, he's from Ohio State, so it doesn't surprise me. Doesn't fucking surprise me in the least.
Oh,
so
his
they're
tweets.
Not the brightest bunch.
Okay,
there.
Let's just say he tweeted certain things that they, you know, it's like, oh, maybe the tweets, this, what's the big deal? Like, when you tweet stuff like, you know, Black Panther is the worst Marvel movie of all, it's like, okay, maybe you don't like a fan of Black Panther. It's like, you know, Beyonce's trash. Colin Kaepernick's a clown. Like, it's funny, all these tweets that tend to have the same type of thing. Like, you don't like a certain type of thing. What a coincidence. It's like stuff like that. And then, you know, and then it's like, he said he deleted them. Like, oh, I might get drafted by the 49ers. That's a liberal city. I don't want to cause any problems. Oh, so that's why you deleted them. It's like, one, you don't know San Fran as much as you think. And two, it's like, what if you got drafted by somebody else? You would have kept them? Like, yeah, like, and it's not this whole, I don't know. He's of an age where it's like, you know, this stuff happens.
Yeah.
And it's like, people, like, old people, yeah, it's like, you know, you in your 30s and 40s, and you just said some, you know, wild stuff in your teens or, like, early 20s. Yeah. If you grew up in a social media era now, you know what not to say. And it's like, Twitter, it just didn't come out a few years ago. Like, it's been around long enough. Like, Stop saying this stuff out loud. Like, then they learn from Liam Neeson. Like, keep this stuff to yourself so we don't know, so we can assume that you're a good guy till we find out otherwise. The Rock might be eating babies at home. We'll never know because they'll never tell us. And he will not brag about it.
Now, there's a reason Nick Bosa quit on his team anyway, so his character was always, you know, was always in question anyways, but...
Yes. One of us is a Michigan fan and is the person who just said that.
Yeah, well, he did, so fuck him. And really, even with that, fuck him. I mean, I don't understand how you can have that train of thought. Like, even who's your buddy from the Eagles?
Which one? The one, Riley Cooper?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I knew it was Riley something. Like, I don't understand how you can have this mentality when you're surrounded by the people you supposedly don't like.
Those different. There's my guys. No, they justify. It's like, that's different. They're the cool ones. Those my teammates. They ain't like them other ones. That's how they justify it. It's the same ones. Like, I hate black people, but not Diamond. She cool. It's like, why? Because that's my baby. The rest of them, I don't like them. I don't like them. That's people justify. It's kind of like, how you going to be racist in football? You playing with all these black people? Like, they different. I know them.
All right.
I'm talking about y'all.
I'm going to ask you this question, and I want you to answer this honestly, all right?
Uh-huh.
Am I just ignorant, or am I blindly ignorant or willingly ignorant? Because that thought process makes no fucking sense to me. So when someone says something like that, I'm like, people don't really think that way.
You're not fully ignorant. You just, your thing is you can't fathom somebody thinking that way because you're using logic in a place where logic has no place whatsoever. And that's why we had the discussion, like, people can't do stuff. It's like, it's almost like saying, you know, people eat rocks for lunch. You're like, people can't eat rocks for lunch. That's dumb. Yeah, it's dumb. What that got to do with anything? People do dumb stuff every day and they justify it. You, like, that's why, you notice why people that smart, that follow stuff, they always miserable. You ever wonder why? You ever wonder why smart people miserable? Because they know the world they live in. And they realize how much, and it's like the more you learn about stuff, the more you read history and current events, you like, this just trash. And it's kind of like, but when you say stuff, it's like you look like Morpheus in the Matrix around a whole bunch of ape agents. You look like who's this man? What is he talking about? It's like, yeah, that's why they lose their damn minds. It's like, don't you see what I see? It's what they're telling themselves. And it's like, yeah, so no. It's not that you're willfully ignorant. You just can't fathom to see that because it's like, it to you, it makes no sense. I can accept that because I've seen enough. Like, I know it doesn't make sense, but they do it anyway. Like, people do a lot of stuff that doesn't make sense because to them, it makes sense or they justify it. That's why they do it. And that's why we watch enough? Like, we watch wrestling. Does half the things Vince McMahon does make sense?
Well, yeah. Well, no. If you watch Raw,
yeah,
absolutely.
But not, so. I mean, I know we can wrap up the wrestling talk and get to the final thing.
Yeah, sorry.
And that's the thing about like for too long, I've had to justify like a lot of bad stuff involved in wrestling. Like, you know, well, yeah, but most of the stuff I like is bad, so I just let slide. Am I at the point now where it's like the benefits don't outweigh? It's like, okay, I had to deal with wrestling being racist. I had to deal with wrestling being misogynistic. I had to deal with wrestling being, you know, anti-gay and everything like that. And it's like, but it's like, you know, it's cool because The Rock was there. It's cool because they gave a woman a chance. Like, Stone Cold was cool. And it's like, all this bad stuff I know. It wasn't just WWE. It was everybody that was just doing this. Like, I know it was like that. And it's like, for years and years, and it's already like, you know, you feel a certain way being a certain age and you're watching this. And you feel a certain way defending all this negative stuff and garbage you see behind the scenes. But now it's like, it's even more stuff. I think it was like, the Saudi thing was kind of like the tipping point for me.
And Saudi, I didn't think thing, it, the first time, think, whatever. But again,
the second time, no. The first time, no. It was like, you know, because it was before the stuff that went down. It was like, okay, because I knew how Saudi Arabia operated. It was like, most people don't know, so it's like they didn't know, so it's cool. But when everybody knew, and you still going. And your whole thing is like, oh, well, you know, a deal's a deal. Like, you haven't broke a deal before. Like, it's just, I understand greed, but I don't have to condone it. Like, I know exactly why they're doing what they're doing. But it's like, when I see stuff like, when I see Mick Folk, like, it's different. Like, wrestlers having to do it because it's their job. And if Goldberg wants to do it, whatever.
That's I've never been a fan of his anyway, so fuck that guy.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like, his whole thing is, like, I'm doing it for the money, and they treat me all right. I don't care how they treat everybody else. Like, fine. At least he's honest about it. When Mick Foley coming out and volunteering to do it, that's when I'm like, nah, I'm all right.
Yeah.
It's like, no. Y'all do what y'all want. Sign me out. Like,
because he's always been kind of almost borderline self-righteous with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
With anything. Like, he was the guy that wanted to quit for the Owen Hart stuff. And I was like, okay. And whatever else. So it's like, all right, I mean, it puts you in a bad light, but no, the Saudi Arabia thing, I think what compounded, all right, what kind of won me over partly with the Saudi Arabia thing, it didn't win me over, but I enjoyed the arrogance of it, was that you're doing the Saudi Arabia thing, and then after 3 years, who's the first person they roll out for it? Was Hulk Hogan. And I'm like, there is a almost admirable arrogance to the show now. And it just kept rolling and rolling. And I'm like,
guess, you know what's the funny thing? Not right. The fact that they did it, the fact that they probably asked for Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Sarge's like, oh, I ain't black. He ain't gonna talk about me. So, yeah, Sheik such and such. I like Hulk. Yeah, I remember Hulk Hogan from back in the day. He cool with me. So, what's the big deal? Hulkamania runs forever here in the Gulf States. Like, we got, like, he beat the Iron Sheik and Sergeant Slaughter back at WrestleMania when they was representing Iraq. Hulk Hogan's cool with me, pal. Bring him over here. So, yeah, I'm just like, it's too much stuff I can watch where I'm devoting time to stuff I don't like that much. It's like, ooh, it's whatever. Let's talk about stuff that we actually do like and we can wrap up this show.
Yeah, so what else? I can't remember now. We're so far off the rails.
Okay, you remember when we talked about, when we cast about Fast and Furious, we joke about who hasn't been in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like, we throw names around. It's like, and it's funny, we threw around two names. Two of the names we threw around, like, you know, wouldn't it be cool if, like, Keanu Reeves was in it? Or, like, you know, heaven forbid, John Cena, since that's his thing now. And, like, we said it, like, maybe, like, a year ago, just joking around. Come to find out, I guess people think like we think.
Well, apparently, I guess John probably benefits from having The Rock in his corner as well. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what term I'm looking for here, but I appreciate the fact that, you know, John and The Rock didn't get along, and now John's basically going to be taking The Rock's place as the muscle, as like the outsider muscle guy in the Fast and the Furious, not Hobbs and Shaw. So. Yeah.
Like, they went from not getting along to, like, John, like, oh, so this is how it really is, to getting along to, like, working together. Like, oh. Mm-hmm. And it's just funny seeing John. It's funny seeing all the career trajectories. Like, John Cena is going to be in this and the sequel to Suicide Squad.
Oh.
Yeah.
I forgot about that, actually.
And it's like, you see John doing all this, like, you know, and I'm assuming when they do Bumblebee 2, he'll be in there. Like, John's about to be, like, I'm doing franchises now. Like, I'm past, like, before it's like, you know, I start doing movies, and then I found my niche doing comedy, and then I was like, okay, I'm doing big stuff now. The Rock's The Rock. He basically, like, I can do whatever I want, and I don't know what's more surprising, like, John Cena being in Fast Furious, and him showing, like, Vin always does that, like, you know, I had to talk with the heavens. I had to talk to my dad. You know, Pablo, mi familia, he said, you're going to do something, you know, you got to do it with focus. And this yada in off for 60 minutes. And then the camera just slowly turns. And John Cena is sitting there in a suit. Vin Diesel got a tank top looking like a damn bum. And John Cena is there in a suit just smiling like, yep, you can't see me, but I'm here. Like, you know, like John Cena, Fast and Furious. Because, of course, John Cena will be in Fast and Furious. Because, like, that's the world we live in. And then you see that after, it's like, oh, you know, Keanu Reeves doing this John Wick thing. You know, he, like, I'm surprised he's not jumping Fast and Furious movies. And, oh, he's going to be, you know, the man behind the scenes in Hobbs and Shaw. Because why not? Because it's cool.
I think my favorite part about the John Cena thing, though, is you told me about it. Oh, no, you mentioned something about Vin Diesel's Instagram, so I went over there, and that wasn't the first video.
Yeah.
The first video was him just obliviously filming something. Nothing's framed. I'm losing my mind. Like, this is terrible. And I go, I don't know what, like, oh, another Fast and Furious movie. And you're like, that's it? Like, of course you're focusing on the camera work. I'm like, what else was there? And you're like, John Cena? I was like, wait, did I watch... What?
I'm like, obviously you didn't watch, but I watched. No. Because I'm like...
That was like five videos before that one. So, because remember, Instagram doesn't go in order anymore, because why would you want it to be user-friendly? So... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's like, John Cena shows up right after Keanu shows up in that one, and it's kind of like... What a world we live in between John Cena, Batista, and The Rock. Like... They're movie stars. Yep. Like, all three of them. They're not just, I'm acting like The Rock's the biggest, like, budget-wise movie star on the damn planet. John Cena can open up movies on his own and join the franchises, and so can Batista. Like, Batista got two movies, like, he got two movies coming out around the same time that he's the star in, and then he's still doing all this other big stuff. Like, and he's like, oh, I'm just a character. Like, I ain't trying to be a movie star. I'm a character actor. And, like, yeah. Like, he is. Like, who would have guessed that?
Batista especially.
Cena. The Rock.
Rock was like, oh, boy. Yeah, that was
The Rock, you knew. Because, like, yeah, like, you saw The Rock, like, you know what? He's going to be whatever he wants to be. Like, it's like some people you kind of see, like, you kind of guess it. Cena is like, you thought he was going to be like Stone Cold. Like, he might look like one, but he'd be too typecast. And, like, especially when he start doing stuff like the Marine and 12 rounds. Like, nah, I don't know. He might just be like Triple H and flame out. And look at him now. Like, not I'm doing movies. I'm doing well. I'm a movie star. I'm doing DC movies. I'm in the Fast and Furious is a big ass franchise. Like, yeah. You know, and sooner or later, you know, when he pops on the Marvel movie, don't be that. Oh, and speaking of that, so apparently a big thing because The Rock's talking about, oh, you know, I'm might meet with Kevin Feige soon. We might talk some business. Why did it take so long?
Well, because he's, I mean, loyal to, I'm, all right, publicly loyal to DC and the Shazam role he's supposed to be having.
You can work for both?
If they'll let you, I mean.
What do you mean if they let you?
We don't know what his contract says.
Here's the thing. If it's not conflicting with, like, filming time, they can't, like, if The Rock want to do something, they're going to stop The Rock. Like honestly, like, we'll be like, come on now. No, Rock, you can't work for Marvel because we said so for this movie that hasn't come out, may never come out. Like, you really gonna tell the Rock no? Like, it's not a thing where, like, a Henry Cavill, you can't shave your mustache off when you sign a contract. So Justice Lee's just gonna have to work CGI because, like, no. Like, if he wants to do other stuff, because DC had they, how long ago did they sign him? And how long ago have they, like, you just had The Rock here all this time, and it's like, oh, well, you know, we'll get to it when we get to it. The Rock.
Trying to figure out how long ago that was. I'm trying to think, was that before, it was after Man of Steel, right?
Yeah, it was like, it had to have been before, like, Justice League and stuff came out.
Oh, yeah, well, long before Justice
League. And, like Batman versus Superman, so what, four years?
Possibly.
At least that was like, oh, well, you know, yeah, we working on a thing. And it's like, yeah, I know we got The Rock. We'll get to you when we get to you. What? Like, are you, like, imagine if Marvel signed Tom Cruise. Like, we got a movie for you, but we don't know when. It might be 6 years from now. I'm like, no, they not going to do nothing that damn dumb. Like, but Warner Bros. Like, oh, well, you know, we got to see about this Flash movie first. And it's like, we got to do this, this, and that. And they're going to wake up one day and read some newspaper when The Rock decided, he's like, oh, I'm going to be, you know, since we're going to do mutants and stuff, I'm just going to be Namor. I'm going to be the Submariner. Because, like, you know, I'm going to show Jason Momoa how we really do this Aquaman stuff. I'm going to be a better version of him. And I'm going to laugh when it happens.
Trying to figure out, would Namor be a villain then?
He could be an anti-hero. Rock's always been Namor always been an asshole, even when he was a hero. So, and The Rock, what was The Rock in WWE? The jock asshole that people liked because he was so charismatic.
What cracks me up is, you know, Black Panther's kind of an asshole in the comics too.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of just made him heroic, but I mean, we are at the beginning of him being.
Well, they made him like regal,
right? Yeah, in the comics. More,
I mean, like, he's like, he made him. I mean, you can't look. He can't be too much of an asshole star. Like, he's a look. No, it's funny. In Civil War, he is kind of a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm doing my own thing. I don't care what you're doing. Like, get out my way. Like, Black Panther's more like, oh, you know, I'm regal. I'm more standoffish, but I'm not going to be too much of an asshole. Because, like, you can't be a black girl and be belligerent. That's Blade. Like Blade can do that, and that's the exception. That ain't the rule. So, but it's just funny, just all this stuff we're getting, all these movies that's coming out, and it's just hard keeping up with stuff. Like, yeah, John Wick comes out next week.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm just, like, I haven't been trying to spoil myself, but I'll see Mississippi, like, Holly Berry, like, oh, yeah, I trained with 3 broken ribs because I didn't want to get dropped out the movie, so I didn't tell anybody. I trained for six months with dogs and martial. Like, I wanted to keep up with Keanu, so I trained for 6 months. Holly Berry in her 50s. Holly Berry does not need to be doing all this. She's like, no, when they asked me to do this movie, I'm like, sign me up, and I'm gonna do whatever I need to do so I can look good on screen. Yeah, I'm gonna train with these dogs so it's realistic. Yeah, Keanu, like, yeah, I'm gonna train to ride on a horse because it's cool and I think the fans will like it. These people are doing this real stuff in their 50s just so we can enjoy it. And it's like that's Halle Berry. Like, I want to learn three different forms of martial arts for a movie.
Yeah, see, I heard about her being hurt. I'm staying away from everything. I'm pretty much a shutdown for that. Anything Godzilla related. That's about it for right now.
Yeah, like we got a cinematic universe with Godzilla and King Kong, and it's a good one. Like, that's. This is the world we live in. Like, all the stuff we say we wanted to get, we're getting. Like, we want this, we're getting this. We want that, we're getting. Like, and people still like, oh no. Like, to wrap it up with the Game of Thrones thing, because it's like two episodes left. And we never talked about like that. Not this past episode before. I heard a lot of people complain about what, like, they couldn't see. And I was like, what did I see then? Because I was watching my old ass. Not even in like my project. You know, I'm not going to be like, oh, I had my 4K. This is fine. Like, I was watching my old TV. I had for like 7 years. And I could see fine. Like, was it? I don't know if it was a streaming thing or people that had their right TV settings. Or did you watch? Did you have a problem watching it?
Whatever's better for Winterfell. Yeah, we were having a hard time seeing it. And I started to wonder if it wasn't cable provider. If whatever, you know, the stream, not streaming over like Wi-Fi or anything, but like whatever downstream that came to you, if that's part of it, how you've got stuff hooked up.
Yeah, I heard that. Because I heard people who streamed it later on their phones and stuff was fine, but people who watched it on like TV, they couldn't see stuff. I mean, I had DirecTV. DirecTV's not the greatest with that, but like, I was fine.
Yeah, DirecTV,
I was like,
should be better. That's a straight digital connection. Yeah. So you're getting all broken down, where cable is a digital connection, but you've got so many drop points where your satellite goes boinks right through to the dish. And also with your phone, you're getting that directly to your phone. You should have no problems with anything.
Yeah, I heard people like had phones like after the first hour, because like it was different when you tried to shoot when it first came on, because everybody was trying to watch it. But after the fact, it was fine. No, I was telling me, see what happened when you get them old Black Friday cheapo TVs for $200. Like, yep. Get what you pay for. I was making those jokes, like, you broke boys with these high, not even like Vizios. You got this Hisense and Ebony Express TVs I never even heard of, and now. You try to watch this nice Game of Thrones show, you never calibrate your TV, that's what you get. But then it's like, yeah, I guess it depends on how you watch it. I just think it's hilarious that we kind of gloss over, like, yeah, it's the biggest battle sequence ever filmed. Ever. It's like, oh, that's cool. That's cool? Like, they spent almost 2 months filming that episode in the dark. 2 months.
Yeah, that...
Like, biggest battle, not TV, ever. Bigger than anything Lord of Rings did, bigger than anything Gladiator did, bigger than anything anybody else who's ever filmed anything has ever done. And everybody like, oh, well, that's cool. Like, I remember watching Game of Thrones, like, season one, when they didn't even show a certain, like, a battle started, it's like, oh, what happened? We won. Like, they didn't even film it. Like, they showed the aftermath.
Yeah, because that's what the show was about back then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now, obviously, it's about the other stuff. So
yeah, and it's kind of like, and that's because of other people's reasons. But it's like, we just get this stuff. Like, do people not realize, like, this isn't normal, and it's a good chance, like, if it's not HBO, we ain't never getting it again. Mm-hmm. Like, because nobody else spending that top one. Because other shows getting, that was one of the problems with American Gods. Like, we can't afford to do this. A lot of people run the shows like, where we want to do this stuff, we just can't afford it. And Tom and HBO, like, whatever it take. How much it costs, that's what we... And even then, it's like, they spend as much as they can. But even then, they got to cut corners, like, with the CGI stuff. Like, okay, you can have your dragons or your wolf, but you can't have both. So pick.
Yeah, oh, are you talking about this week?
I'm talking about in general.
Oh, okay.
Because it's always... But people, like, you know, used to see the Dire Wolves all the time, and how come you don't see them all, like... Because you got dragons. That shit ain't cheap to make it look good.
Well, they've made the budget smaller, so on the Dragons front. So.
Yeah. So I'm still enjoying the season. I get the complaints about why stuff don't make sense. I'm like, that's because they want to wrap the story up, and that started like season 7, where it's like, you know, we want to tell our ending. We don't want to keep going. And I don't compare the show to the book because it's harder. It's like, it's easy to make those criticisms when you don't have to worry about ending. Like, George R. R. Martin is never finishing that story. He's going to die first.
Yep. Good
and for him. And it's kind of like, it's easy to tell a story when you don't have to finish it. It's real. You can just keep talking. You can just keep adding stuff and adding stuff. When you don't have to stop and you don't have to worry about you being the one to make it stop, you don't got to worry about stuff like that. The show is like, we got to come to an ending. And we have to have it make sense. So, yes, we're going to have our characters do stupid stuff. It's like, you know, because honestly, if we can wrap it up, there's no way in the world Daenerys should have lost. Or even like, it's like an even team. But they had to make it that way. So, because think about how season 7 started. She had all her dragons. She had this super big army. She had like 4 or 5 allies. And Cersei was by herself. And just somehow it's like, oh, whoa. This fight gonna last one episode. Mm-hmm. We got 2 more seasons to do. What are we gonna do? Let's have Tyrion become a dumbass and just have her just lose all this stuff so it's balanced. I mean, I know why they're doing it, but it's like, okay, these Euron Greyjoy is just like determined. He just know where everybody's at all the time. And it's like, oh, look at them. It's an ambush.
Okay.
It's kind of like, how? So, dragons don't look down?
So this is my thing. They said that, I can't remember, what's Theon's sister's name?
Yara.
All right, Yara went and retook the Iron Islands.
Uh-huh.
Now, after all that happens, Cersei goes, so I see our message was received graciously, or our message was thus received. So was that all, and this is, I've had different answers from different people. Was that all a lie? Did she not, like, were they going by the Iron Islands?
No.
So that was just somewhere else.
Yeah, because people were wondering, they weren't at King's Landing either. They were going to Dragons. They were going to, people like, oh, they knew, like, that was their fault because they knew we're at, like, no, they were going somewhere else. Okay. Euron just popped up because he just always pops up like a damn pirate ninja.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, like, I know that's the story. It's like, you want to even it out. And it's like, okay. The dragon thing with Daenerys, fly behind them. Ships can't turn. They can't make a U-turn like a damn bike.
Well, I guess the cannons could turn around on them.
What cannon?
The dagger cannons or whatever.
Those things weren't on no pivots. They were shooting
That was my other thing I was confused by. So if they're not on pivots, that's pretty fucking stupid. 2, if anything, fly above them.
Yeah,
they're not going to shoot those things straight up.
Yeah, fly above them,
right back down.
Fly over them, fly behind. Like, the dragon should be faster than the ships. It's a dragon.
She turned around, and I was like, "Oh, she's going behind them." So here's, and you knew it wasn't the end of Euron just because of the previews. They showed him in King's Landing with Cersei, so I'm like, "All right, so he must survive somehow." And she just left. I'm going.
Cause I get that she mad. She's emotional because like another of her babies died. That part, like, I don't blame her. I blame the writing. Like, they're making these people look stupid.
Okay, so doesn't this season seem a little quick?
Yes, and these people are ready to finish this show and go do Star Wars stuff.
Yeah,
that's what this season feels like. It's like, and that's the problem where. Before it's like people may say, oh, maybe it's an HBO thing. No, HBO was willing to go as long as they need to go because HBO makes a whole lot of money from this show. This is them like, you know what? We're never going to get the credit we deserve because this is George R. R. Martin's things. Let's do our own things. Because you notice as soon as they start deviating from the book, they start rushing stuff. And that's when complaints start coming. It's like you just moving. Like stuff that used to take time, you just moving real fast. Why are you moving so fast? If everybody like, oh, well, you know, the budget, you know, this show getting expensive. Maybe HBO just ready to wrap up and do some other stuff. And that was working until it came out that, like, no, it's their reasoning. And then you see some stuff. And it's like, yeah, I'm still enjoying Game of Thrones, don't get me wrong, I've been loving this stuff, but it's like they're rushing when they didn't have to, and they're rushing because it's like an ego thing, like I'm ready to do something. And if they really think they didn't get any credit because they're doing somebody else adaptation, how do they think Star Wars fans going to treat them?
Yeah, that's...
Like, that you have what? No, you have no... It's arrogance. Like, you have no idea how easy you had it. Like, Kathleen Kennedy does not have time for no nonsense. And Star Wars fans are the... They have a very narrow idea of what they like and don't like. So if you come with that nonsense you was coming with before, you're going to get replaced. Ask all the people that she has replaced. Like, she's a real damn emperor of the First Order. It's her. Like, I'm doing a thing. We run a tight-ass ship. If you deviate from that ship, I don't care what your name is. Oh, Colin Trevorrow, you did Jurassic World. So what? I saw your last movie was trash. Bye. Oh, Lego people who just made all that money from somebody else. Yeah, y'all was real funny. No, this isn't what we want. Bye. She telling big names. That's nice. It's not, it ain't me, it's you. See you, like, you know, I wish you well in your future endeavors. Bye. Yeah. So, good luck to them.
I'd be curious to see what that Solo movie would have been with them. I like Solo. I actually liked it. So
I can guess curious. Probably like 21 Jump Street in space, which is probably what they, it probably would have been enjoyable. It probably would have been what they, what, obviously they didn't want it because they didn't have it. So that's the thing. I'm curious too. It's kind of like, I think it's where they give you freedom to a certain extent, but it's like, it's not like Marvel movies. They're more like, you know what? It's still gotta be Star Wars. Because it's like, you know, we expect a certain amount of money and we expect a certain type of thing. Like, you know, it's kind of like we don't have a tight ship. Like, you can have your little fun and stuff, but it still got to fit. And you notice how they gave freedom to Rian Johnson, like how polarizing that movie is. And it's funny, like, oh, well, you know, I guess people like The Force Awakens will get JJ. Like, it's like, oh, it's almost a point where they can't win even though they're winning. Because when they play it safe, people complain when they play it safe. When they try something daring, people complain about that too. It's like they don't know what they want. They want this idealized vision of Star Wars that never existed is what it is. And it's like, if you don't know what you want, how anybody else gonna know?
Yeah. And I think a lot of the times with Star Wars, we talked about before, people want, there were plenty of books that filled in stuff, created stuff, but none of it was actually canon, if you want to go with that. And it was just what people did.
Thank God for that.
Yeah. But, alright, do we have anything else? Can't remember.
No, I mean, we've covered everything. I'm sure it might have been something we missed, but like, we covered everything. It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, nothing major. So.
Like, a lot of stuff happened. Is this kind of like, you know, it's two more episodes of Game of Thrones, and it's like, who would have thought this show would just become like this cultural phenomenon?
Yeah.
I will say this about Game of Thrones, and it's something that kind of stood out. It's not just the show. I know it's about the coverage. The one thing I like Game of Thrones, like, it's too white. I'm sorry. Like, it's just not only the show, but the coverage behind. Like, if you go on reviews or, like, websites, it's all white people talking about it. That's all it is. And most of, like, the important roles, like, important stuff are, like, white people. Like, that's the thing that bothered me about the last episode. Not the one that just happened, the one where they're fighting. Mm-hmm. You got the Dothraki supposed to be, like, the Billy Badasses. Like, they the baddest army on the planet. Yeah. Everybody scared of them. And you're just going to have them just rush at these enemies that don't die because their swords are, like, I'm sorry, that plan was stupid. And the thing came out, like, it's, if it was another group of people, like, if it was, like, from the Vale, like, people from the North, you going to have the Wildlands rush out like that? Just on a suicide mission just because? Like, no, like, that part bothered me. The Unsullied part stuff, like, we going to make these stand for these dummies, like, bothered me. And, like, people just rooting for, like, oh, they was mad because Grey Worm didn't die. And okay, that's how I want to end the show. What's this thing y'all want everybody to die on this show? Like, you have episode, like, you can't do that anymore. Like, the show about to end, you need people alive to tell the story. Like, where this rush where it's like, oh, enough people didn't die, I'm disappointed about the state. Like, that adventure stuff. Like, what happened to, like, people watch shows, they rooting for their people they'd like to die? When did that start?
It's the same thing with wrestling. People look at it and go, okay, this is what should happen. Now, I will say this, though. To the defense of the people who said more people should have died, the way that Battle of Winterfell went, I was getting really annoyed every time they saw someone get swarmed, and then they just popped up like, all right, I'm good. Like, no.
Okay.
We 17 saw... people just went all over you.
Okay, here's
dead,
the thing.
Whatever.
You saw an episode where a giant murdered a little girl, and they're like, oh, whoa, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, like, oh, that, like, think about that. Like, that wasn't, like, just think about that. I know Lyanna Mormont was the baddest. Like, what was she, like, 11?
Yeah, yeah.
12, and she got murdered. Yeah, and it's like, oh, whoa, that's true. Like, important people did die. Like, Theon had a whole lot of screen time. So did damn Jorah. Like, they weren't nobodies. Like, they died. You know, like, who else they, like, oh, yeah, I would have wanted Brienne to die. Why? You don't like Brienne? Oh, her story told. Well, according to you.
Now, like, it is.
Yeah.
Got,
I mean, maybe, like, yeah, it's kind of like, think about it. If she died that last episode, you don't get the setup for this one. Whereas, like, you see all that, you know, which was like, let's all get drunk and have fun until we don't. I will say that we can wrap it up. Kudos to my man, Bron, for always keeping it real.
Oh, yeah, that's, that was great.
Because he came in, he's like, yeah, I know we friends, but this is business. She offered me this. What you got? And then it's like, oh, well, we'll give you this. And then Jamie like, well, you can't do that because he's like a nobody. Let me tell you something. People like me built this whole world. And what happens, like, the world was built by assholes. And then it gets to a certain point. It's like, let me gussy it up and tell these lies so I can look pretty. Ain't that the damnedest truth? And then, like, he punched Tyrion in the nose to prove that he was serious. And then he shot that bow and arrow. He shot that arrow like 3 inches from Jamie's face. Like, we friends. I ain't playing around.
Okay, so there's one fundamental problem with that scene, and you just mentioned it. Now, was that arrow automatically loading? Because
yeah,
I remember Tyrion having to load it on his dad. I was a grandfather.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's. I don't automatic. I think it was already loaded. I think he had it loaded, and then he just shot it.
Yeah, but then he put 2 arrows in his dad, so he had to reload that thing. Because remember, they showed him putting the arrow on the ground and pulling it. So like, as soon as Bronn shoots that thing, I mean, it should have been on. But
Bronn probably got a knife.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Bronn just didn't show up with just that. Like, Bronn ain't a dummy, and like, Jamie got one hand and Tyrion got his magic shield, so he figured it's a fight. Like, if Bronn really wanted to kill him, it wouldn't be that hard to kill him.
No, exactly. Yeah. And I love how he just walks into Winterfell. Like, wait, what?
Everybody been doing that.
Yeah. Like the arrow cave. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the, and then like the time, like how, like the thing, like, you know, time elapses, but you have no idea how much time, and especially like they don't really go into explanation with that. So that was there. Tyrion still talking like, oh, maybe like Cersei ain't really that bad. I'm like,
yeah.
How many times we gotta keep doing this? And but even then, why is Cersei just murdered him?
I thought that was gonna be, I honestly thought that was the end of him. I thought that was like, you know,
all of them.
He finally gave the, oh, that's, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they're dragging on, they all on the ground. The dragon's on the ground. They got these big ass arrows. It's like, I know Cersei, like, Cersei don't fight fair. Like, kill them and be, I'm like, I know they won't, but I'm like, she could just kill them all. And then all she got to worry about is like, it's Jon Snow. That's it. Maybe it's like, you know, I want to get them all at one spot. I'm real curious to see next, you know, this upcoming episode, because this will also be a big battle. And I'm wondering how they, because it's like a lot of framing, like they trying to make, like, you know, Daenerys, like, maybe you shouldn't follow her, like she ain't the one to follow. And it's kind of like, you know, like they, people like Varys is a phony.
It almost seems too obvious, but subtlety in the show is kind of gone now.
It's not the subtlety I'm talking about. I'm like, his point, he's like, I'm fighting for the realm. I'm over to go to the realm. I'm like, that sound real nice until you realize, like, all the times he could have done something, he just sat around and didn't do squat for all these years. No, like, for all, like, you know, when he's found the Mad King, he ain't do nothing. Robert Baratheon, he ain't do nothing. Joffrey, he ain't do nothing. Tommy, he ain't do nothing. Daenerys get mad two times. Now, oh, well, I don't know about this one. We got to do something. Where was you at for the past 20-something years?
I'm guessing he finally learned.
Uh-huh. But go ahead.
Or maybe he never thought she'd get this far. And now he's like, oh, shit. I don't know. No, I was going to... You've read the books, right?
Yes.
All right. None of this is taking place in the books, though, right?
They have... No. At the end of the books, Jon had just got stabbed. Tyrion hasn't even reached Daenerys. Daenerys is still messing around overseas. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's what I thought. Because all of this... Because I know that the producers, creators, whatever, George R. R. Martin gave them... Like
how it ends.
Yeah, and it was like, all right, you guys get there. So
yeah, it's kind of like it was like three things, like Shireen dying. It was like two other things. These are three things I haven't written that was going written, and this is how it ends. So it's kind of like but everything else, like, it's up to them to get there, and it's like it is tough writing, and especially a show like this where you don't have the blueprint anymore, and people have certain expectations that, like, you know, most people don't like. Does shock and deaths don't happen in battles. They happen when people are talking. Like the last shocking big name that people was on was Oberon. That was a while ago. Like who big has died since then that was unexpected? Exactly.
Yeah, I honestly can't think of it.
Because, you know, like the Tyrells, like you knew that was coming from the time the episode started.
Okay, I will say her blowing up the entire damn city, or like the whole what were they called?
The Sept.
Yeah,
she blew up church.
Blowing the entire church up, that was pretty surprising. Like, oh, okay. So beyond that, though, no, I think that's about it.
Yeah, like the people that was gonna die, you kind of knew something was gonna, like, but when the episode started, you knew what was gonna happen. Like, oh yeah, they gonna die. You kind of guess how, because they kind of like talk. They kind of like. Foreshadowed it from like season two and kind of talked about it throughout the stuff. Like, so, like, yeah, but beyond that, it's like this whole you can't do the Red Wedding anymore. We got two episodes. Okay, let's just say, for example, okay, you had the Battle of Winterfell, and let's say Grey Worm, Brienne, and Jaime all die. Cool. Then what?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay, you got Jon, like Tormund Lee. So you got Jon Snow, Daenerys, and Tyrion. And, you know, Sansa, like, and, okay, this is why I feel sympathy for Daenerys. Not because she's, like, she kind of justified because she lost all this for some man. She in a foreign land, nobody like her, and she did all the sacrifices for people who don't like her. And she asked Jon for one thing because she know how it ends. And Jon's dumbass, like, I'm an honorable man like my daddy raised me, and I'm going to just tell this one person, you promise you don't tell nobody. And it's like,
yeah, I know.
How many times do we have to see the Starks being honorable never works out? And this ain't the first time Jon has done something stupid. And I know it's kind of like, it's his code. That's how you live out. That's selfish. That's the thing about integrity and honor, having a code. It's selfish. It is inherently selfish. And we only justify it because we call it being noble. It ain't nothing noble about being an idiot. I don't give a damn why you do it. He didn't learn that from his fake dad who did the same stupid stuff, got his head chopped off. He didn't learn that from his brother Rob who broke his word and is showing up. Oh, I know we had a deal, but I found a prettier girlfriend, so no hard feelings. Oh, by the way, here she is. I'm going to rub it in your face. Like, no. Like, people, that's what bothers me. Like, they trying to set the show like Jon Snow is the honorable one and the hero. He's a damn dummy.
Well, didn't that one red-haired chick, his first love, didn't she say the same thing, kept calling him a fool?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
She was right.
Yeah.
So, people been calling for, like, you do
she
this.
She got what she deserved, mouthy bitch. Like, so.
I wish you could see my face. Like,
it's been a day, so
yeah. But it's like the show is like, and it's like the show is always basically taught like being honorable and having be self righteous ends badly, and people still do it when they shouldn't. And it's like, I don't know who I'm rooting for. Like, I'm definitely not rooting for Cersei. Like, the hell with her, because she's a damn fool that's just short sighted. I know they want me to not root for Daenerys, but it's like, I wasn't rooting for her up until now. Like, I ain't rooting for Jon, because it's like, that's how I think the show wants me to root for Jon. And it's like, you know, because it's like they set up the root for Daenerys so she got too powerful. It's like, oh, maybe she evil. So what? Like, this show, good and evil is like irrelevant. Like, this, the whole thing about the show is how like it's evil and good people and good and evil people. Like, people are just people. That's what the show kind of taught. And now it's like this whole thing, like, you want to do the honorable thing and the right thing. And all it's done is cause problems. That's all it does. Like, no, be smart. And unfortunately, all the smart, cool people are already dead. Like, you know, Tywin Lannister's not there. Olenna's not there. Stannis not there. So we got these young dummies.
That's how I took it, is all these young fools. And like, all right, well, this is what you get. And then, like, the old, apparently the oldest broad around there decided to take her necklace off and go on she, wherever else. So
yeah, she did what she came out to do. So shout out to Arya. Like, and that whole, I know how we're gonna wrap this up. My favorite thing. You remember all the criticism that Rey got in The Force Awakens and Last Jedi? Like, how does broad know the Force? She barely had training, and she doing this, this, and this. Remember we used to hear all that? Mm-hmm. Arya has been doing all this ninja training stuff since almost the show started. They spent more, like, out of all the storylines, she's probably got the most time of, like, learning to be who she was. Yet everybody like, Jon should have did this. How she do it? She wasn't good enough.
Wait, what are you talking about?
People was mad that Arya killed the Night King.
No. Oh, jeez. All right, never mind.
I'll say this. This woman been training for years to do all this ninja stuff. Jon hopped on a dragon one time, and he became Maverick and Top Gun. And nobody said a damn thing. What, like... What are we doing? Like, no.
All this rings to me is people can't be happy with cool shit. I was shocked when that happened.
I shouted when it happened. I jumped up and shouted because it was so unexpected. They had foreshadowed and teased it. So it's like when you saw it, like, oh, it's like the fight with Brienne from last season when she did that same move. Oh, it's the knife that she got from Bran. That started this whole thing. Like, they foreshadowed that from the jump. And it was like, this is a cool, awesome thing to earn. And when I hear, oh, they just might have gave it to a girl for social justice, it should have been Jon Snow. Why? Because he's shouting at a dragon? Like this is 300?
Okay. Like, I'd see.
I laugh when that happens. I'm like, what are you going to do? You going to punch him? Like, you about to fist? Like, what, you about to shoot the fair one? I'm sitting there, and I'm sorry. When that scene happened, I was watching Darlene, and we started laughing.
I mean, all right. Not
the scene Arya did before that, when Jon came out and just started shouting at the dragon.
Oh, yeah. That was like, that's not going to work, right? So, well, like, he knew his goose was cooked, so you might as well get it out. But,
like, about to catch these hands, dragon.
Yeah, it's like, unless you got Braun Strowman in your back pocket, dude, you're going down. So
it's not that people don't like cool things; it's that they don't like girls doing cool things. That's what.
Well,
it
see,
is.
All right. See, I have read the exact opposite stuff about how cool Arya is, how cool it was. Like, you know, all of her. The exact. Honestly, no. I only saw comments that were the exact opposite of what you said.
Yeah, that's because people. That's because we're on the right. Like, people who like stuff like cool things. They like stuff like that because it's cool. It's people who don't like women that always complain about this stuff. And it's a lot of them that watch these shows. And you should be fortunate that you don't get to spend time around. That's why I always laugh. Like, don't go in comment fields. Don't go on message boards because you gonna don't go on YouTube. You gonna find them. They not gonna. Okay. That's where they at.
That's the only place they're at now. Yeah. Well, not. I'm sorry, not the only place, but
yeah, yeah. Like it's plenty of people. This how he snuck up and into the bridge. John Snow, he was the prince that was promised. Like you
well,
got.
Well, no,
there.
It didn't. It even said it was vague. Uh-huh. There was no promise. It was a guy.
Yes.
Okay, never mind. We gotta go. I don't have time for this now. I'm already annoyed with real life stuff and not dealing with this fantasy shit that fucking idiots.
Nerds with brown eyes, green eyes, and blue eyes, and they all assholes.
Yep. So thanks for listening, everybody. Listen to us on iTunes. Oh, so here's another annoyance. I can't figure out what's going on. If you've had a hard time finding our stuff, look for We Watch Stuff. Don't even look for Stunk Granny, because it's going to come across as audio updates dash Stunk Granny. I have no idea why it's doing that on iTunes. I found this out a few weeks ago, because my friend couldn't find us. So look for We Watch Stuff. It'll come through as a WordPress thing. We have to fix it. Kevin and I have been trying to figure it out. So if you can find us, cool. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. And I'll let Shahid take us out.
For
one thing after fucking another.
For Jeremy Mays, I'm Shahid Abdul-Hadi, and please enjoy the content you're getting. We are out.